Well, we're in the 10th year of the Sean McDiarmid, the annual summer school. And up until really, I suppose, 2016, the summer school focused primarily on history and historical matters. And obviously in 2016, we focused very strongly on the centenary and the celebrations of the 1916 Rising. And after that, we sought to broaden the compass of the summer school and take in contemporary affairs, social issues, economic issues, societal issues, things that impact us all on a day-to-day basis and that will impact us going forward. So, for example, in 2017, we went with Brexit back to the border, and obviously we had speakers related to that topic. And this year we are speaking about rural Ireland. So, into the West, can rural Ireland survive? And all of our speakers are obviously related to that.
And based on the lineup of speakers that you have this weekend, the school has the potential to have as high a profile as other, you know, summer schools in the region.
Yes, absolutely. I suppose what we're doing is we're growing our summer school, and we're hoping to make it a really pivotal summer school, because it's certainly taking its place in the annual calendar of summer schools, without a doubt, and it's gaining quite a lot of media attention and indeed quite a lot of political attention. The calibre of our speakers is indeed very, very high. For example, now, today we have George O'Malley from Mayo, followed by Eamon O'Keefe, followed by Kevin O'Kalon, and followed by Mairead McGuinness. Yesterday, Aisling Ní Chosaile gave our opening presentation, and then we had a panel discussion of four people very, very actively involved in community development, rural development, and in, I suppose, rural regeneration projects. For example, we had Rob Doyle, Susan Carton, Declan Sweeney and Jim Connolly.
And I suppose it's important too that what's discussed at all of these summer schools, you know, gets back to the politicians, and that action is taken on the ideas and the ideas put forward. Are you confident that can be done, and that summer schools aren't just seen as kind of talking shops?
Absolutely, because we actively invite participation from the floor. So the politicians or any of the speakers who are here have a direct connection with the people on the ground. They meet them afterwards, they talk to them. And if any ideas were to gain traction or to, you know, get, we'd say, maybe a very secure footing, then we can move that forward afterwards. But certainly there's huge access to the people who actually do come to speak. And I would like to reiterate that, because I think going forward, that's really important. And we hope to, as I said, we really hope to develop on this, build on this, and grow this into a major summer school that will be regarded as a major summer school nationwide.